When I was shopping for ingredients for my recent Coco Van recipe, I ended up buying too many mushrooms. That wasn't a bad thing, because I knew I could use them in another dish. An opportunity arose 2 days later. It was pouring rain, a perfect time to use the mushrooms in a warming, comforting soup for lunch. To make this soup for two, I thinly sliced the mix of white and brown mushrooms, then sautéed them in butter with some shallots until the mushrooms were tender and the moisture seeping from them had evaporated. Butter wonderfully enriches the flavor of mushrooms, but if you don't want to use it, you can use olive oil instead. After the mushrooms were sautéed, I added flavorings, including garlic, sage, you could also use thyme, and paprika. I then mixed in some flour, creating a roux, then added stock, chicken or vegetable, along with two other flavorings, splashes of Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco sauce. The soup was then simmered until lightly thickened and flavorful. To finish the soup, I mixed in some half and half, 10%, cream, but you could also use milk. For a hit of green color, I added chopped parsley, which could be replaced with green onion. After the soup was seasoned with salt and pepper, it was ready to ladle in bowls and serve. To make a hearty lunch of the soup, serve it with slices of dense, hearty whole wheat bread. Creamy mushroom soup for two. A creamy soup that's rich with mushrooms and flavorings such as onions, sage, or thyme, and garlic. Preparation time, 25 minutes. Cooking time, 23 to 28 minutes. Makes, 2 servings, 3 tablespoon butter. See Eric's options. Half a pound. Medium white and or brown mushrooms, halved and thinly sliced. 1/4 cup finely chopped shallots or onion. 1 medium or large garlic clove, minced. 1/2 dried sage leaves or thyme. See note. 1/4 of a teaspoon paprika. 2 tablespoon all-purpose flour. 2 cup chicken or vegetable stock. Divided. Splash each Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco, optional. 1/2 cup half and half, 10%, cream or whole, HOMO, milk. Salt and freshly ground black pepper, to taste. 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh parsley or minced green onion. Set the butter in a medium pot set over medium heat. When butter is melted, add mushrooms and shallots, or onions, and cook until mushrooms are tender and the moisture seeping out from them has evaporated, about 5 to 6 minutes. Mix in the garlic, sage, or thyme, paprika and flour and cook and stir 1 to 2 minutes more. Slowly mix in 1/2 cup of the stock. When mixture becomes very thick, slowly stir in the remaining stock, and then mix in the Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco, if using. Bring the soup to a gentle simmer, lowering the heat as needed to maintain that to gentle simmer. Simmer soup 10 minutes, stir in the cream, or milk, and let it heat through 2 minutes. Taste and season the soup with salt and pepper, then mix in the parsley, or green onion. The soup is now ready to serve. Note, dried sage leaves are tiny, dried bits of crumbled sage. It's sold in the bottled herb aisle of grocery stores. Don't confuse it with powdery ground sage. Eric's options. If you don't want to use butter, replace it with an equal of amount of olive oil. If you don't want to use cream or milk, replace it with an unsweetened, non-dairy beverage, such as soy beverage. eakis@timescolonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.